the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, early voting in New Jersey is in its seventh day and polls will close at 8 p.m. The last day for early voting is Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. You just need to go to a polling place in your county. Hoboken commuters who rely on the PATH to get to Manhattan should prepare for a long disruption next year. The Port Authority says to accomplish a slew of projects, the PATH Hoboken station will close for nearly a month starting January 30th and remain closed until early morning February 25th. Port Authority says commuters will have several options: expanded ferry service, shuttle bus service to other PATH stations, NJ Transit bus service, and light rail. Juveniles are making more money stealing high-end cars in New Jersey than they could make in the illegal drug trade. Monmouth County, the sheriff there, Sean Golden, tells New Jersey 101.5 a young car thief can make $10,000 a month or more. That's why there's been a rise in home invasions.
The way we're seeing trending is that these juveniles are breaking into homes, taking the cars. We know they're being paid $1,500 to $2,500 a vehicle.
Some low-level drug dealers are making a fraction of that per week, according to the Prison Policy Initiative. Golden is among those in law enforcement calling for greater penalties for youthful offenders. Under a bill approved by a New Jersey Assembly panel, rental car companies have to remind customers to unpair their devices when dropping off a vehicle. The original bill required companies to delete a renter's info themselves, but companies like Enterprise have complained that that would be too much of a heavy lift.
There are hundreds to thousands of different rental car options. They're all different in what the technology is.
The bill calls for a $500 fine for companies on a first offense. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Wendy's is closing about 140 of its restaurants by the end of the year. Executives said about 140 low-performing spots will be shut down worldwide. They'll be replaced by new ones at more profitable locations. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 288 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It'll be clear and turning cooler for tonight. Low temperatures will be in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly sunny as we head through tomorrow. Will be noticeably cooler with high temperatures near 60. So about a 20 degree drop from what we saw temperature wise today. And tomorrow night's going to be even colder under a clear sky. Low temperatures into the mid to upper 30s. Sunday, we'll have sunshine at first, but then we will see increasing clouds through the day, and especially during the afternoon. High temperatures will be in the mid to upper 50s. And more in the way of clouds into Monday. Now, there will be a few breaks of sunshine. It looks mainly dry, just a cloudier day Monday. High temperatures will be in the upper 50s to near 60, and warm and dry for Election Day. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Elizabeth, 79, Lakewood, 78, and Sea Isle City, 74. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not New York. Not Philadelphia. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.